Telltale, Dakota Folklife and Stories, is a collection of narratives describing the shared personal experiences and lore of life on the North Dakota Plains. From stories of blizzards, to the man who climbed to the top of a windmill to play his accordion, to the fate of Poker Jim, they originate from and are shaped by interviews with senior citizens, many of whom are in elder care facilities. Human beings have suffered from tuberculosis since ancient times. In Europe during the 1800s, it was responsible for nearly 25% of all deaths. TB has had many names, including Langer's disease and the Great White Plague. In America in the 1800s, it was most commonly known as consumption. Tuberculosis most commonly occurs in the lungs. It's an infectious disease, and it's contagious. But because of advances in medicine, particularly in antibiotics, it's no longer the threat to humans that it was, but it's still a deadly disease. The cure for TB in the pre-antibiotic era was a regimen of rest, fresh air, sunshine, and good nutrition. The first sanitarium built to house and treat patients using these methods was constructed in New York in 1884. The first and only sanitarium built in North Dakota opened in 1912 and was named San Haven. Carol entered San Haven as a patient in 1963.
My earliest childhood memory was I got tuberculosis back in the early 60s. In 1963, I was only 2 years old then. And my uncle got tuberculosis and ended up, our whole family ended up with tuberculosis, everyone except my dad. So it was me and my mom and my two brothers and my uncle. And so we spent close to a year, around 9 months, I believe, in San Haven in the tuberculosis sanitarium by Dunseith. And that's my earliest childhood memories.
Carol's memories of her time at San Haven are few, but she does remember some things very clearly.
I was a baby. I was in the nursery area. So I was basically separated from my family. And I think that's my earliest childhood memory, was trying to find my mom and being taken care of by nurses and things like that. And my two brothers, who were 10 and 11 years older than me, so they were 12 and 13 years old, packed a pillowcase with boxes of cereal and fruit and ran away because they didn't like it. They wanted to go home. So they went tooling down the road, and one of the doctors on his way to work saw them and picked them up and brought them back. So they didn't make it very far, but they had intentions of running away from there.
But Carol's strongest memories are those of being separated from her mother.
My mom had a different strain and a more severe case of tuberculosis than I did, so contact would have potentially infected me as well with the strain that she had. There was a line on the floor, and I remember that I couldn't go past the line, and then my mom had a line over there so I could get as close to the line as possible and lean over and talk to my mama, but I couldn't reach her, and I remember being really upset and scared about that.
She also remembers a couple of very kind nurses who called her Dolly.
There was a couple of nurses there that I really took to, and the nurses would sometimes take me across the hall and let me hold my mama's hand for a little while, but I could never really have a lot of physical contact with her. And so that was probably the hardest part. And because I was a baby, there wasn't a whole lot of babies in there, but since I was a baby, that, well, 3 years old, baby to them, the nurses really took good care of me, and there was a couple that I had as favorites, and I still have cards and letters in my memory book from some of the nurses that would write to me, and they called me Dolly. So I have letters that were addressed to Dear Dolly, we sure miss you, and things like that.
Today, Carol is stoic about what most of us would now refer to as a traumatic childhood experience.
And because I had a different strain, my brothers and my mom were hospitalized longer than I was, so then I had to go home alone and be taken care of by a grandma that I didn't know. It's an interesting story from my childhood.
The San Haven Sanitarium, located near Dunseith, North Dakota, closed in 1987. Its many buildings are now abandoned to the elements, slowly decaying and falling to ruin. Produced in partnership with the Cheyenne Care Center in Valley City, North Dakota, and Dakota Legacy. This project is supported in part by a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.